on the phone line here at the Closing Market Report to take a look at what happened in today's agricultural marketplace is Dan Zwicker from CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan. Thanks for taking the time with us. It was a nice green day in Chicago. What happened?
Well, not a lot new. I think to start off, we had a nice reversal to the upside yesterday. The market was unable to build on its losses early in the session, and traders had to come back and buy their short positions back. So we did have a nice reversal. In the overnight trade, we just basically kind of dribbled down a little bit in very quiet consolidation trade. And I think when our export sales came out showing about 59 million bushels of soybeans, that put the spark under soybeans, and then that spilled on over into the corn and wheat market. And a lot of the technical systems are anybody that follows systems are buying the breaks, and I think that's what we saw yesterday. And I think they'll continue to buy the breaks until, you know, the trend lines give way. And right now we got nice little uptrending channels. Today's closes, if we would see some follow through on today's closes, then I think last week's highs are real vulnerable of being taken out. And you take them out, and we're going to find a round of short covering that, you know, could send D-scorn up into the 390s and maybe January soybeans up into the 1080s.
Mm-hmm. That would be a nice little jump. I'm wondering about this $10 bill that's sitting in front of the soybeans. USDA, of course, is due with its crop production and WASDE figures on the 10th of November. That's next week on Monday at 11 a.m. We'll cover it, of course, at willag.org and in the afternoon on a Closing Market Report. But the $10 that shows up in this year's November contract and now again in the November 15 contract with a current carryout of some 450 million bushels seems very much at odds with what many thought would be at least a $9, if not an $8 handle in the front of each of those contracts.
Well, we don't know for sure that carryout's going to be that high. USDA's not done tweaking with the acres yet. And I still question the acreage numbers that they're using. I will question it all the way into January, and then we'll see what happens if they don't do anything about it in January. But I think they're way high on their acres. And some of these yields that are coming in the Western Corn Belt are not as good as what they were in the Eastern Corn Belt, so we may not see much increase in acres. I mean, the market handled the two private crop reports fairly well this week. I mean, we're only down a penny or two in wheat and corn, so, I mean, it very easily end up closing the week higher if we had some follow-through here tomorrow. And I guess it's kind of what's new. I mean, the bear's been talking about this stuff now for 2 months, and, you know, beans have rallied from 904 on the bottom side up to 1050-something on the beans and, you know, 318 on the corn all the way up to the 381. So, and that trend is still in place. Seasonally, though, I think we're tricky. This is a time of year that the market often kind of rolls down and weakens into a late September, early December low. But I think the underlying technical structure of this market puts it in pretty good shape, I think, to maybe go counter-seasonal with that. And I think if we can get through Monday's report without any new bearish numbers, I think that market has a decent shot at rallying right into a kind of a pre-Thanksgiving high point.
It was not supposed to feel this fall like it did last fall when we came in with a short supply. USDA, you suppose, will update their export figures? And would they do that for for corn and soybeans, given what the numbers look like so far?
Well, corn, I don't think they really can. I mean, we're running behind last year's pace. And today's numbers were nothing fantastic. I suppose, there would be reason maybe to bubble up the soybean export number since we're running ahead of last year's pace. But, you get awful worried that we're not being front-loaded. They could, ratchet up maybe the soybean exports, but I really don't see that happening in the corn market, at least for right now. I mean, I really don't expect much demand changes in either of the reports. I think, we're just going to get a new supply number, and then USDA will, put it somewhere or put it in these stocks. I mean, the big number is in January. I mean, that's when they can subtract everything out from their December 1st stocks number. They almost got to have a stocks number on December 1st before they can really get a handle on this production.
Yeah, so the big number will be in January. What does that tell you about what farmers can or shouldn't do between now and then? Anything?
Well, I mean, the fundamentalists can just scare the hell out of you by all of their numbers,
Because the numbers are scary.
Well, yeah, and I guess anything that's maybe that easy to sell, maybe a guy shouldn't be selling it because, and I think that's what's happening to this market. It's really easy to get short this thing, but nobody's been making any money on the short side for the last 6 weeks. And markets do climb the wall of worry, and boy, I tell you what, this is a wall of worry when you look at those ending stocks projections. But we've got to get through the South American growing season, and then we've got to get through ours. I think, then maybe all those numbers will be realized. But for right now, they're just basically projections. And I don't, I think we're kind of in a window in here that the market doesn't have to worry too much about what's going to be on hand by September 1st. I think that's going to be more of a worry once we, get further down the road in the marketing year, and if exports begin to fall off, and then it looks like we're going to start getting into the field. Well, then maybe, things could go to the dickens next spring. But, I mean, my cyclical work, I got to be friendly all the way into the winter months. I think this thing has a reasonable, decent shot of strengthening on into the spring, and might even go all the way into June. So there's a lot of fundamental events to take place over the next several months, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if this thing goes a whole lot higher than what everybody thinks it is.
You know what? I'm just getting you wound up a little bit. I want you to hold for a while and stew on that fact. I'll give you a call back about 3 o'clock this afternoon, and we'll record Commodity Week.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much. That, of course, is Dan Zwicker.